KDW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump signed more executive orders Monday, including one directing the defense secretary to revise Pentagon policy on transgender troops, likely setting up a future ban. Meanwhile, there's also a sweeping White House freeze on all federal grant money. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says this directive leaves more questions than answers.
The only thing explicitly not included in this is Medicare and Social Security and anything directly given to individuals. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded saying, Congress approved these investments. They are not optional. They are the law.
There were nearly 1,200 arrests yesterday by immigration officers as stepped-up enforcement continues. Norfolk Southern's going to pay East Palestine, Ohio, $22 million in a settlement relating to the 2023 toxic train derailment. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm. For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Wisconsinite is getting a lot of attention in a national race. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
In the race to lead the Democratic National Committee, Wisconsin's Ben Wickler is one of the favorites. He's facing Ken Martin of Minnesota and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley. Wickler has been touting his record as a successful fundraiser here in the Badger State. And now seven governors have endorsed him, plus Governor Tony Evers here in Wisconsin. Four of those governors are voting members themselves, including Laura Kelly of Kansas, Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, and Michelle Lujan Grisham of New Mexico. They've also each urged members in their states to vote for Wickler, which could give him a big boost. The election to be chair of the Democratic National Committee is on Saturday. Wickler has been chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party for 5 years.
UW Oshkosh is selling the Campus Center for Equity and Diversity. Well, they're selling the building that used to house that department. The vacant building is on West Irving Avenue and is not part of the university's plans for future development. The building was constructed in 1968 as a Catholic student center, and it was sold to UW Oshkosh Foundation in 2004. In 2006, UWO purchased the building from the foundation. No price is listed for the building, but the university will take proposals through March 10th. A Green Bay area tennis coach will appear in court for a plea deal on March 11th. 41-year-old Joshua Denault was the tennis coach at both Four Seasons Tennis Club in Alloway and Western Racket and Fitness in Ashwaubenon. He faces 16 charges for taking upskirting photos of minors. Details of the plea agreement were not discussed in the status conference Monday in Brown County Circuit Court. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to wgbw.fm.
The Badgers move up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers have moved up a few spots. Now the 17th ranked team in the nation. Head coach Greg Gard on where he hopes they can improve.
You know, trying to be, from an offensive standpoint, if we can be top 10 in the country, which we are now. Defensively, we felt we needed to climb to be top 25 in order to be really elite. Because if you look across the country of who's in that category, it's some pretty high-powered teams. So defensively, we needed it. We were hovering in the 50s. We need to continue to grow that.
The Badgers head to Maryland to take on the Terrapins tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks with a 125-110 win over the Utah Jazz. Damian Lillard and Giannis Antetokounmpo both scoring 35 points. Andre Jackson ejected with a flagrant foul with less than a minute to play. Baseball, the Brewers adding closing pitcher John Axford to the team's Wall of Fame. Axford had 46 saves in 2011, a franchise single season record. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. A few flurries can't be ruled out. For tonight, few flurries possible, otherwise breezy with lows in the upper 20s. The breeze sticks around on Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter. Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'll be joined by former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn explaining why Brad Schimel should never be a Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion non-obtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino and the Mayor, 24 degrees in Green Bay, 28 in Appleton, 28 in Oshkosh. We're joined right now by Anne Franz.
Whatever Franz. You want to call me.
Anne.
What was the kid's name in the movie you watched 100 times? Sound of Music.
Oh, Sound of Music.
Oh, he's Fritz. Is he Fritz? Franz?
Oh, I don't, John. Let's talk about manufacturing.
Right. So, Anne Franz, Executive Director, NEW Manufacturing Alliance, Economic Vitality Study. So you work with the Fox Valley Chamber of Commerce, correct?
I work with them and the other chambers, but yeah, Fox Valley is a great chamber.
Okay. Jim, could you mind? I'm doing an interview. I'm conducting an interview here. I got a line of questioning, Jim.
Okay,
I got my questions written down. Where was your last job?
See, there you go. Well, I told her this would be half the show.
My last job. Long time ago, but we have some common roots, was the Ishpeming Nagani Chamber of Commerce.
Those two countries together, I don't know. Congratulations.
It wasn't easy.
Wow.
And all 248 people.
Now, I have to ask you, there's a very big event taking place very soon in Nagani. Do you know what that is?
Is it the ski jump?
No. Or that too.
The lugeing?
That too. It's all part of it.
Oh my goodness.
Hinky Lunta days.
Oh, Hinky Lunta.
How did you forget Hinky Lunta days? Wow. You know, it's funny. I just saw Hancock had their big Finnish ceremonies. People don't understand how big the Finnish heritage is in the UP.
It's everyone has a sauna.
Everyone has sauna.
It's sauna.
Sauna. Yes. Isn't it something, though, the Finns up there, how proud they are of their heritage?
It is. It is. And they all have camps, not cabins, camps.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I don't have a camp up north.
You don't?
But in my obituary, it's going to say, enjoy spending time at his camp up north, because I'll be damned if I'm the only guy my age that doesn't have that in his obituary.
You would be.
So I'm putting it in there.
But your job today and what you're doing for this state is awesome. You cover a 23-county, or 18? How many counties?
18.
18-county region with a focus on manufacturing, which is the heartbeat of those 18 counties.
It really is. You know, 23% of all our jobs are in manufacturing. Yeah. And when you consider the state being number two in the country at 16%, and the country as a whole, about 10% of the jobs are in manufacturing, we're one of the largest concentrations of manufacturing in the entire country. So we should be really proud of that. And one of the things I love about our area is that we're so diversified in manufacturing. We're not just tied to auto or paper, you know, where when it's down, it's tough.
And some of those small communities that were tied to Nesco's and they lose cranes and they Two Rivers. That's what.
Well, who made the aluminum Christmas trees?
I was in Manitowoc. that wasn't big enough to pull the community down. But
no, but was it? That was the only thing they made. I mean, that was
so that
they
took
were
that company
to
down.
That. Yeah.
It took the company. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I was talking about that. Can a loss of a manufacturing segment could bring a whole city down, and it, that's happened in the past.
Well,
but
well,
what you say is we got cheese, paper, machines.
When the iron ore mines closed up,
right?
In the
Gatti,
yes.
How devastating was that?
Terrible.
And are you? Is that part of your job? Is to make sure as a mayor, you got to have a diversified economy, because if you have all your eggs in one basket and that basket goes away, you're in big, big trouble. And that happens. Everybody's like, well, we got health care. We're fine. Well, look what's happening in the western part of the state. Mm-hmm. They're kind of, you know, pulling out. So do you look to recruit different types? I mean, we've got Aaron's and we got cheese and mercury and tons of paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My big focus is workforce. So our vision statement is that every Northeast Wisconsin manufacturer will find the talent it needs. So we're all about how do we find people for all the jobs, because we have tons and tons of jobs, but not enough people.
I don't mean, I'm not trying to come off as being like mean or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times when people are like, you know, I'm unemployed, blah, blah, blah. When you drive, again, I'm not trying to be hardcore guy, but when you drive from Green Bay through De Pere, through Wrightstown, through that whole corridor all the way down, there are so many help wanted signs at these manufacturers.
Yes.
It's incredible, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, they used to do billboards on like buy my thing.
Right.
But now it's work for me.
Please come work for us.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's a lot of jobs out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they'll have them on the boat, you know, starting $23 an hour or whatever.
Those are good jobs, benefits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, 401k. I talked to a lady once who worked all her life at a restaurant. And she's like, you know, she was crying. She's like, I should have worked in manufacturing because I don't have an IRA. I don't have paid vacation time. I don't have health care. And now I'm in my 60s and have nothing.
No, that's terrible. Yeah.
That is. And two things have to happen there. One is she may need to go to school and hone up a few skills on manufacturing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's amazing what 2 years, we were talking about that last night, what a difference 2 years in your life can make. And kids who don't, because I teach, I call them kids, but who don't do that, I said, you guys are going to make, you could make up to $1 million more in your career if with a degree. $1 million. I said, that's a lot of money. Plus, we just talked about the benefits and the savings accounts and the opportunities it could lead to. You're just more valuable. You did a study, though. I want to hear about this economic vitality study. What what was
right? Well, we've been doing this for 15 years, and we really wanted to be the voice of manufacturers, but we didn't just want to have a couple of people and say, hey, this is what manufacturers need. So we work with UW Oshkosh to do an annual study contacting companies that have $3 million or more in revenue, plus 25 or more employees. So how many companies fit in that parameter in Northeast Wisconsin?
Well, Oshkosh Defense, Oshkosh Truck jumped up right away.
$3 million, there's a lot of, that's a good-sized company, but that's, we had, you know, that's a little converting company, a little niche manufacturer, plastics, wood.
Over 600.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
What type, like if somebody, well, not even my age, I mean somebody younger, somebody like Todd right there, okay? So I'm leaving radio. I want to get a good paying job and, you know, safe environment, whatever.
Seriously, do this for me.
Yeah,
I mean, he's not lying.
Yeah. I threw Todd out for a reason. What would you recommend? Where would you recommend them go in the type of work?
Yeah, I mean, I think for a 2-year degree, get you back on the job, John.
Yeah.
We're looking at an industrial maintenance mechanic or a CNC machinist, because those two occupations are always on our study as being the hardest to fill.
Oh,
we asked companies, are you having a hard time finding talent? And we had 58% said they couldn't find the talent they needed.
Wow. 58%.
Yes.
And it's a 2-year degree that they would need to.
1 or 2 years.
1 or 2. Wow.
Guess I'm going back to school, guys.
Absolutely.
I
still want to be a welder, by the way. I still want to be a welder.
Well,
are they still hiring my welders?
Yeah, and we need welders, too. That's
welders.
1 year.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
1 year. And
but you can't get in, I don't think.
You can't, but yeah, there's a lot of what. And I was going to talk about you do two things, Ronnie. You talk with the businesses, but you got to talk to the students too, the schools, and get in Green Bay. I think they've done a really good job with having manufacturing in the high school. I think the reason kids go and get these liberal arts degrees isn't because of them; it's because of their parents. You know, and I tell them, like, look, you guys, there's kids that go get their liberal arts degree. And then they come to NWTC and learn how to do something, and they get a real job. Mm-hmm. And look, I think we need both. I don't want to discount either one of them, but a 4-year degree isn't for everybody. You know what I mean? And I think if you're going to school to get a job, you know, manufacturing is something you got to really lean into.
Right. We've given over $500,000 in college scholarships, and a lot of that has been to the technical colleges, right, along with UWGB and Oshkosh. And we agree, I agree with you 100%. The kids are what we need to connect with. Next week, we have about over 2,000 middle school kids coming to an event that we're hosting in partnership with NWTC and Michigan Tech.
Oh, cool.
Called Mind Trekkers. And it's a big STEM expo where we're going to be exploding things and just showing how fun engineering, math, science, and all things manufacturing are.
That's awesome. And you know, I got to go back to one thing about the four-year schools. I think they should retool. At this point, I'm serious about this, where you get your degree in 3 years. Take away some of those crap classes. I'm sorry. But there are some of those classes that are ridiculous. I didn't need history of art to, you know what I mean?
French literature?
Get rid of some of those. Don't you agree?
Logic.
Wouldn't you agree? Would you agree with this or no?
I agree we don't use it every day, but it sure is fun when it comes up in conversation.
It's good for Jeopardy.
I was just going to say, the only way you get two things, either bar trivia or Jeopardy are the only times you're ever going to use those. And then you're going to feel so smart because you spent $800 for that class. You got a question in bar trivia.
Right.
Exactly. Let's be honest.
I will say, I think the colleges, and I think that was a fear that people thought, well, if you go to a technical school, you're not going to learn anything but that track. They're pretty good about rounding out your education there.
Oh, most definitely.
Not a lot of music appreciation that you have to take, but, you know, like I teach an elective, and like a kid said last night, why are you in this class? Because my advisor told me to. It's like he had no interest in it. I'm like, oh, we'll make it fun for you. But
right. And I think the employability skills are taught at both, you know, how to be a critical thinker, how to be a problem solver. And that's what companies are really looking for. They can train you on certain things, but those skills are huge.
We're with Ann Franz, Executive Director, NEW Manufacturing Alliance Economic Vitality Study. What else have you found when you guys sort of study your market and almost like self-critical towards yourselves? Are we fulfilling what we're finding?
Right. Well, we heard that over 40% plan on hiring the first quarter and second quarter. So that's great. We also heard that over half are going to be investing in plant modernization.
Oh, good.
Which is huge because they're not going to leave if they're investing in their communities, right?
Well, don't take anything for granted, but there's a better chance they're going to stay if they invest in bricks and mortar, you know? And I think that's really, that says a lot when they have a board meeting and say, well, we could go here, we could go there, we're going to Green Bay or whatever.
Some of the top things, like if somebody's parents are listening right now, if the kids are in school or whatever, and they're like, he doesn't want to go to 4 year, or she doesn't want to go to 4 year and deal with all those kind of things. What are some of the things they should kind of think about or concentrate on that would be really great careers in the manufacturing industries around here?
Mm-hmm. Well, always we're looking for machinists.
Right.
Okay. As well as industrial
managers. I don't know what a machinist does exactly.
They work on a machine.
Oh! All that.
Let's back up a little bit from that. What should kids be doing now?
What technical skill would they need?
Well, they should study math.
Right. Math is huge. In fact, we have a thing called Get Real Math Videos that showcase how math is used in the real world. I know.
Already.
I'm in math purgatory because I've been doing these math videos for about 10 years. But we had a math teacher say, you know, I'm tired of kids raising their hand in my class saying, when am I ever going to use this in the real world?
Right.
Is there any way you can show application to what I'm learning? So now we have videos like, what does toilet paper have to do with math? And it shows real-world problems at companies like Georgia-Pacific where kids can see that relation to what they're learning to the real world and what they'll use.
Good. That's awesome. I mean, kids, I think that's a question we used to ask 30, 40 years ago.
Everybody's always asked that.
Right.
And I think if you're going into the manufacturing world, which, again, is a great career, great benefits generally. I know a young man I was talking to, he works at Sturgeon Bay at the shipyard. I mean, those are great jobs, plasma cutting and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And the career opportunities you
have
there. I mean, this is good stuff. Do you want to talk a little bit more about this?
I want to talk more about
the youth and manufacturing. I want to get that connection done when we come back.
Great.
Where was your favorite place for pizza when you lived up there?
Oh, my gosh. It's been over 30 years.
Was it the Congress?
Oh, yes. Yeah, thank you.
That is where Johnny learned Pyre Squared.
I learned a lot of things at the Congress. Back after this. I'm taking what they're giving
because I'm working for it. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the mayor here. Choking on a peanut that Nikki brought into me.
She gave you a peanut?
She brought you a whole thing of mixed nuts.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you had toffee earlier. That's good.
Well, there's not going to be much enough. She's hitting that toffee. Goal. She's hitting that toffee hard.
Oh.
Out there. Hard.
Okay. Hey, this is interesting stuff we're doing here.
Ann Franz, Executive Director, NAW Manufacturing Alliance.
So what Ann does is she completed this study. It's an economic vitality study. She's been doing it for 15 years. And they talk to the businesses and say, how are things going? How are you doing? And the biggest need they have are employees. It's not tax credits. It's not infrastructure. It's employees. So, and I think that's cool. We got to get the word out on that. But over the 15 years, I mean, you study, obviously, how they're doing. How's manufacturing doing? Are they living on the edge? Do they have a base? Do they have a savings account?
Yeah, the great thing was over 90% said they were financially healthy.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That's huge.
Would not get if you surveyed the Tavern League. I don't know. I just, some of these smaller businesses or startup businesses can struggle a little bit more. To say 90% of these manufacturers.
Somebody asked me the other day if we're buying Jill's.
We're looking.
I told them we're still thinking about it.
Are you familiar with Jill's?
Town.
No, I'm not.
Okay, all right, we'll talk about that later. We're into the whole uniqueness of Green Bay. We like history. Mm-hmm. We like dive bars. We like supper clubs. And Jill's checks a few of those boxes for us.
I'm sorry. I'm going to go check this out.
Okay.
It's right over
this
here on Bodart.
Okay, good.
You know, this is exciting news, though.
No, this is.
Again,
this is
not everybody wants to go to the University of Wisconsin or Madison. Not everybody wants to go to, you know, even a St. Norbert. Nobody wants to go to some of these.
And spend the money.
And spend all that money. They just want to get a good job and start their lives without putting that 4 years, I don't want to say on hold, but you know what I mean, as far as before you can really get serious about it. Some of these young people coming right out of, well, I don't know, high school as much, but even a year or two in the community college, the tech schools like that, they can walk into these jobs and make some really nice money, can't they?
Right. The average is over $80,000 with benefits included.
Wow.
So, I mean, these are great jobs.
Could you imagine being 25 years old making 80 grand?
I can't imagine being 60-something right now and making it easier. Just being honest.
Yeah, okay, you are. I'll give you a credit for that.
I think one of the other things that was really interesting in the study was 58% couldn't find the workforce they need. The first time we did this study, it was 29%.
Wow.
So,
the good news is last year it was 84%.
Wow.
So, you know, during election years, a presidential, we usually see a little bit of a softening in the economy as well as hiring because people are waiting to find out who won. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited to see that almost half of the companies said that going into this year, they're going to be hiring.
Now, with some of these jobs, again, are there courses specifically, like at NWTC or Fox Valley Tech, or these, are there courses that are really job specific, where if they came to you guys and said, "Hey, I'd like to do this," would you guys be able to say, "Hey, go to NWTC or go to Fox Valley Tech or whichever one you want, Manitowoc, any of them, and say you want these classes?"
Yes.
Okay.
You know, there's so many. There's a really nice career pathway.
So they're not guessing. We're right. saying, "I'm going to take this class. Hopefully, that'll you know
exactly."
Okay.
And you can ladder up, so you can start with a certificate and right. find a job, or find a technical diploma or associate degree, and then go up to a four-year. You know, I was actually a three-time college dropout.
Oh.
And then I finally figured out what I wanted to do.
Right.
And graduate from Northern Michigan University, Marquette.
Nice.
And then have my master's degree. So sometimes people aren't ready right
exactly.
out of high school.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
And I think when students, you take the high school kids, I'll go back to that because we did that. Over at TC, and I don't know what track it was, but fixing medical equipment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Just fixing medical, because you know, we're big in healthcare here, and fix medical equipment. And this was, I don't know, probably 8 years ago. Guaranteed 1 year program. Now you have to put your nose to the grindstone for that year. I mean, mm-hmm. it was summer, but you get out guaranteed $20. Okay, so that's $42,000, $44,000. You're 18 years old.
That's phenomenal. Well, I got to say, you know, there are a lot of kids, I hate to say it, but when I worked at the Empire Mine in Palmer, Michigan, and I was a summer student, and there's a lot of summer. If your dad worked for the mine, you could get in a job as a summer, which was a great gig. I mean, there was nothing else you could do in the UP and make the money we made, okay? But I got to tell you, lots of those kids did not graduate college, or even if they did graduate college, maybe they went to be a teacher for a while or something. It's like, wait a minute, I was making X number there. Yeah. Versus that there, my benefits were better, my whatever. Lots of those kids in college just said, you know what? Yeah. This paycheck is really, really nice. I know what I'm going to make with my other job coming out. I'm going to stay here a few more years. Some did that and saved up and then went on to, you know, whatever they wanted to do, kept going to college and whatever. But there were lots of them after it's like, these jobs are tough to walk away from
yeah.
when
right.
you're making that kind of money.
And they're guaranteed that you're going to make that kind of money.
You just show up and you get her done.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm,
yeah.
I'm sure you recently there was this article on the new millionaires. And remember that? It was electricians and plumbers.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. If you want to
that's
be,
pretty cool.
You know, kids love like travel, right?
Yeah.
You could be a service track
right.
technician and travel the world and make six figures.
Wow.
You know,
John, we could turn back time. Huh?
It's too late.
Yeah.
Now, this is great that you're doing that and that the focus is there and that parents are understanding this and that advisors. The other thing I think students need to learn is the unbelievable support at these technical schools. I mean, they if you don't, you know, the remedial classes to get
right.
caught up and your advisors to sit down. And if you're struggling in a class, you can go to them. You can obviously go to
right.
the professor. But I just think it's a much better environment, whereas I remember when I was in school and look to your left, look to your right, one of you aren't going to be here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I heard that story too.
But you know,
and I was one of those.
Well, you were out.
You were okay. the one that left.
I kept my chair.
You know, I'll tell you one quick thing though about that, Jim. If you have a good professor like that, a good teacher, and they know specifically what the job for the workforce is looking for to hire, they could tell this kid, yeah. okay, you flunk this class, you get a D, you're going to pass up the opportunity to make, you know, $75,000
right.
a year.
Mm-hmm. Cottage.
Yeah, we don't want the D students.
No.
We want the A students.
Exactly.
And in the past, a long time ago, was like, well, if you're going to be a D student, then go into manufacturing. It's like, no, we need thinkers.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
awesome.
That's awesome, man.
I think it's great what you're doing. And I just am proud of the community for being
I agree.
Second place for manufacturing.
And make it aware. That's real. There's a mm-hmm. million great jobs out there.
Well, mm-hmm. she just said that. There's, you know, every year is more and more wanted. And the fact that these businesses are healthy and they're investing, that means they're going to stay, which is that's a good sign that they might stay.
What would I have to do starting today to become
late.
A welder?
Just give me a call
okay.
or
oh my,
call the tech college.
Okay.
There's lots of great opportunities.
Oh, my God.
Careful.
I want to do this. I want to do this.
Careful.
I want to do this. I want to do this.
Make him take my class.
Wow.
I have a hot pink welding helmet you can use.
I'll wear it. Wow.
Well, Ann, thanks
wow.
for doing this.
Todd, I can't be in tomorrow. You're going to weld some stuff together at the foundry.
Just some random stuff.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. Ann Franz, Executive Director, NEW Manufacturing Alliance Economic Vitality Study. I will say this. That's very encouraging about our community. What you said, yeah. but we just need the people to fill the jobs. That's so, awesome.
Your
you.
Advice to people is to call the college or talk to their advisor.
Right, or check out our website, newmfgalliance.org.
All right, cool.
One more time.
newmfgalliance.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Back with Kathy from the Mulva Center right after this.
Oh, I know I made you cry.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A new report from the Wisconsin Realtors Association found home prices and overall sales rose again in 2024. According to the report, the number of home sales rose by about 5% over 2023, and the average price jumped nearly 9% to $310,000. The report also noted that while home prices are rising in the state, they've not risen as quickly as in other regions. Experts cited high demand and low supply for the seller's market, and higher mortgages and stagnant income contributing to affordability challenges. Green Bay area high school students with disabilities have an opportunity to explore future career paths with hands-on experience at Bellin Health Centers with a program called Project Search. Dawn McCall works with Project Search participants at Bellin Health.
Does so many things good for the individual who's in the program. It helps their self-esteem, their awareness. They come out of their shell. They start in September, and by May, they're like almost transformed. It's really a wonderful program.
Information on Project Search, which has programs throughout the state, can be found at the Department of Workforce Development website. The Wisconsin DNR is holding another meeting on fisheries management in Northeast Wisconsin. This one will be tonight from 6 till 8 at the Shawano Middle School LGI room and virtually via Microsoft Teams. This meeting will focus on the habitat work at the Brainerd's Bridge Project in Wapaka. The DNR staff will give a presentation on techniques for fisheries habitat management and locations that have been improved in Northeast Wisconsin. Find more information on the DNR website at the Meetings and Hearings calendar. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, the 2025 Super Bowl is set. It will be the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, which most people don't seem that excited about. The Chiefs will be trying to three-peat, something that has never been achieved in the Super Bowl era. The Philadelphia Eagles scored the most points in an NFL championship conference game ever, but unfortunately, they can't save some of those points for the Super Bowl. Here's hoping for a good game. Timothée Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown. The Oscar-nominated actor came under fire for a line he ad-libbed while playing an exercise class instructor, making a joke about recently deceased President Jimmy Carter. The joke was mostly met with cringe, but people who defended him countered it was just a joke. So to summarize, Chalamet, who plays a Nobel Prize winner in a movie, made fun of a Nobel Peace Prize winner on Saturday Night Live.
How noble?
For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbins. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs in the mid-30s. A few flurries can't be ruled out. For tonight, few flurries possible, otherwise breezy with lows in the upper 20s. The breeze sticks around on Wednesday with highs in the lower 30s. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
The argument from my former party has been, it's not the guns, it's mental health. Well, no worries, folks. Governor Evers has got you covered. He introduced a plan to put millions of dollars into mental health, particularly for young kids. And the Republicans in the chamber did not clap. If you can't be it for kids, then what the heck can you be for? Jeepers, criminy.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, friend and colleague Maggie Dawn joining us at 10:33 to talk all things Wisconsin. We will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor. Here, special thanks to Ann Franz, Executive Director, NEW Manufacturing Alliance Economic Vitality Study. Man, there are some great opportunities for young people coming out of high school, coming out of trade schools right now. Phenomenal jobs, great pay, and they are looking to hire.
Yeah,
that's
even,
awesome.
Yeah, young, but you can get a second career.
Young, but yeah, absolutely.
No, I mean a second career. Like, you know, a lot of people can go back to school. She said 1 year, pretty condensed, but 2 years for sure, and learn a new trade and make some serious money.
Well,
so that's great.
Do that,
have that.
Or I'm going to be director of the exhibits at the Mulva Center. Because that seems like the greatest job in the area.
That's a good one.
I'm
that's
just being honest. That place sounds to work. Like the greatest job in the area. Because I love stuff like that. I love museums. Love all those displays.
Yeah.
You, Katie Compton, have the greatest job in Northeast Wisconsin, you?
Well, I am not technically the director of exhibits.
It doesn't matter.
You can say anything you want.
I'm the marketing person, but I mean, I suppose. But hopefully she's not listening because it sounds like they might be coming for your job.
So you're the marketing director.
Yes.
So, and obviously marketing is, you know, the business of the business, getting the word out. What I like about what you're doing there is you're doing a lot. And I don't mean just a lot of different things. And you've got this Star Wars thing is going to be awesome.
Right. So Unofficial Galaxy. So we had to push it back a week because it got stuck in shipping. And I have to keep saying that. But it's like anything you're shipping, right? Especially this was coming from overseas. So you have boats, you have trains, you have trucks, you have all of these things that have to kind of coordinate for you to get it on time. So we did push it back a week. But this Saturday now is our opening on the 1st. It is in the house. We are setting it up. We are very excited to bring Unofficial Galaxies to the community.
And what when Jim mentioned Star, is it a Star Wars thing or all galaxy type of things?
So it is a collection of Star Wars memorabilia, but it is a private collection. So this this is in no way connected to Disney or Lucasfilms.
Okay,
this is a private collector, but if when you see the collection, it is outstanding.
Wow, and there are so many people that are just. Now I'm going to be honest with you. I might be the only person listening who never saw Star Wars.
None of them?
No. I was in college when it came out.
So was I.
And it's like, well, that's not cool to go to Star Wars when you're in college.
It was packed with college kids.
No. Then later on, college kids kind of discovered. Early on, it was more of a younger thing, and then college kids really discovered it.
Okay.
And it became such a thing.
That's interesting, that private collection. You don't have to tell me what he charges you, but I mean, I'm sure that's a pretty good revenue for him, right?
Well, so we get it through an organization that basically produces exhibits. So they have different exhibits that they produce, and this is one of them. So I don't know how that connection works on his end, but I mean, if you think about it, we hear the story, and he started collecting after he saw the first movie in like 77, and he started with toys, and then he went to like different markets. So there's toys from all the world, and then as he got older, it was costumes, it was set pieces.
Wow. Did you ever see a value on it in the collection?
No, I could not even guess because the other day I was there and we put in a life-size land speeder. So that alone, it's from the studios over in the UK that they filmed the original three in. So that alone, I can't even imagine.
Wow.
I'm bad with the price of my own car. I can't imagine what a land speeder, like an original, would cost more than my car, I assure you that.
So tell me about this. Part of the Mulva is free. I mean, you can... Tell us about what the display is, and because you just finished the Sharks thing, which I heard was awesome.
Yep, absolutely. So you can enter Mulva Cultural Center for free. So there's no entry fee. So you could come in, you could go down to the restaurant, you could go to the cafe, and we also have an exhibit that's always in our atrium. Right now, it's the Pete Souza, Two Presidents, One Photographer exhibit. So he was the photographer for both Reagan and Obama. So we have displays of his photos up. That goes down on February 5th. And the next one is called The Camera Goes to War Vietnam. And
is
a collection of photojournalists' photos from the Vietnam War.
When is that?
That one starts February 12th. And so those are always free to come see. You can come in, you can see them, you can leave and not pay a thing. We have a gift shop. We have films, which if you're a member are free. Otherwise, they're $5. So the large exhibit hall, that is what we ticket as well as the films.
Where's the photographer from, if I can ask? The Vietnam?
So it's a collection of photojournalists.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's, I couldn't even tell you
so
the
So a bunch of different ones.
Yep. Then.
Okay.
Yep.
And I can't wait for that.
So some of them, I've seen part of the collection. Some of them are photos that are very famous that you've probably seen. And some of them are photos that you probably absolutely haven't.
Wow.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah.
And so you go in, you can, and you got good food at your restaurant.
Thank you.
And then what's the cost of going to see the, I call it Star Wars, but you what's it called, Galaxy what?
Unofficial Galaxies.
Unofficial Galaxies.
Unofficial Galaxies. So it's $20 per person for adults. For kids it's $10. And then we have discounts for like military or seniors, which is $15.
Great.
We also have, and I think we talked about this last time I was on, the Museums for All. So if you are on certain state benefits, we let you in for free. So you bring like your SNAP card, you bring in your Forward Health Badger Care card, and you show those an ID, and you can actually get in for free.
ARP?
Not ARP. I'm sorry.
I didn't know that.
Half the country's on ARP.
I
keep lowering the age.
I'm doing it for community service for our listeners.
No.
41.
I'm doing it for them.
I'm sorry.
No, don't give it to ARP.
Fine. So what are some of the other things you got coming up? Can you tell us? Because it's all exciting, all the different
things. It's cool what you're doing there. And you've only been around, what, a year and a half?
A little over a year. So we had our first year in December.
Okay.
So we're rolling now into our second year. And so we do have the exhibits kind of planned out for this year. So Unofficial Galaxies is going to be here through the spring. Okay. Actually,
that's going to be really popular, isn't
it? Oh, man.
I hope so. I think as I've been talking to people, unlike you, Mino, most, like, everybody's seen some Star Wars.
Right.
Or, you've grown up with it or something like that. So people are really excited.
I'll bet.
But we're partnering with it. We're actually starting our Star Wars movie marathon. So that's going to start February 7th. And we are showing a new movie every weekend.
So
They're not all in one day, but they're every weekend, all the way through the exhibit until, like, April 19th. We're showing the whole Skywalker saga. And then we're showing Solo and Rogue One. And then we are ending the series with Spaceballs to get a little...
Oh! Yeah. Now there's one I've seen.
To get a little laugh at the
end.
Oh, my
goodness.
So we're having all the movies playing. And then we're doing an event on February 8th from about 11 to 4. And we're calling it The Rebel Rebellion. And we're encouraging people to dress up as their favorite characters. Yeah. You can come. We ask that you don't bring blasters, but you can bring lightsabers. So dress up. Come see the exhibit. We are going to have an art creation class. So we're going to create galaxy-inspired art. We're going to have some galaxy-inspired food in the cafe. So it should be a really fun event.
Todd, check in. What did you find?
What are you talking about?
Spaceballs.
Oh.
Check in. What did you find?
Sorry.
We ain't found bleep.
So did you... Cheesesteak Rebellion.
Yes.
Okay, I had lunch here yesterday. That's kind of that would be a cool, put a few flyers out there, advertise a little bit. People there have a real interest in this whole galaxy thing.
Yeah, I feel bad admitting this. I have never been there. I've heard lots of good things.
They have great food.
I've heard that, and I actually had a friend, this is odd, she lives in Illinois, and she texted me, and she's like, have you been to the Star Wars-themed restaurant in Green Bay? I'm like, I don't know what you're talking
about. I didn't know there was
one. So she's the one that told me, yeah.
It's good.
Where's that?
On Broadway. You want to go there.
Yeah.
And you'll like it. And the food is good. It's reasonable. And the customer service is awesome. They have great sandwiches. Anyway, people who go there obviously have an interest, right?
There's
a connection. So I think even if it's, 50, 100 people that you get out of that would be cool.
Yeah.
So anyway, stop there anyway.
Yeah, I've heard all good things about them.
Yeah, they're great. That's a good company. Okay, so when does this thing kick off again? You said Saturday?
Saturday, we're opening up. So February 1st, it's running through April. Then we have our transition period again. The next exhibits we have in, one is called Top Secret, and that one is going to be about spycraft. And so you are going to get kind of like clues throughout the exhibit, and you need to figure out if somebody is actually a suspect in a crime.
Fun.
And then we're going to have two at one time. The other one's going to be about navigation, and we're going to go through different parts of navigation. We have some simulators. You can pilot like a little sim.
That's
where
we were going to do at EAA, remember?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so speaking of EA, the last one we're having this year is called Life in Space. And so that one is coming with a bunch of space stuff and simulators with that one as well. Well,
that sounds really cool.
Simulators will be fun.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so for next year, you take ideas. Get a display of all the Godfather memorabilia and show those movies back to back.
Oh, yeah.
Don't split it out over the week. We'll sit there and watch it all night.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Godfathers have a little bit less than the Star Wars films, so that does make sense. But you could do that more in one sitting. But
yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're just talking about
a Godfather weekend.
Yeah. Serve cannolis.
Oh, totally.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's, in New York, we did that walking tour of, the mafia where they started, where people were shot and all that.
Oh.
The guy has he's holding
where
the picture.
Where Polly Castellano got shot?
Right. He holds it, you stand right in front of the restaurant. He's got the picture.
Yeah.
See, and the restaurant is still there. That was just a great. Everybody's kind of a little bit interested in the mafia. I mean,
yeah.
For whatever reason, but Anyway, you're doing a great job. I just, you know, I'm...
He's all excited.
If you don't, I will. You got the vote of confidence, Jim. Just here. Right. You're doing a great job.
You know, we say that we're here for the community, and so we do want suggestions if there's things people want to see. It doesn't mean we can get them in, but we always want to hear from people if there's something exciting they want to see or something they want to do. And we try to bring in, you know, we're going to have Vietnam photos as well as unofficial galaxies at the same time. So we try to bring in things that would interest a lot of people. So it doesn't just feel like it's the same stuff over and over again. We want to be diverse in what we're bringing in. So you never know. We might find a Godfather exhibit and bring it in. I will tell our director of exhibits, see what she sees.
And what you do, what you've done for the community. And I got to know the Mobiles a little bit. And what a generous, you know, couple. And for them to open up this, what's it called? That's not a museum. It's a cultural center,
It's a cultural center.
Cultural center. And then to be sensitive to people who maybe can't afford to go in there. I mean, you guys are really, we're lucky to have you in this community.
Yeah. You know, when they talk about it, you know, they really do talk about it. They want it to be like a gift. You know, it started about 10 years before it opened. There was a lot of thought and process that went into this. And they didn't want to open something. And we don't want to keep it something open that we can't give to the community. We want people to come in and enjoy it. It's not something that is made for one specific person or anything. We want everybody to come in, and then we want to be able to bring in things that you just can't see anywhere else around here.
Okay, I got to do a quick news update. Todd, could we have a breaking news thing real quick?
The button's not working. Okay.
Yeah, we're breaking in here on the Mino and the Mayor show for a quick report. I just received this from Carrie Josephson from the Alzheimer's Foundation. She says, thank you for having me on another awesome show this morning. I did find the totals from your bartending night. Jim, $365.60. John, $310.50. Total raised at your event, $1,244.20. And John, we are looking at security cameras to see if that, in fact, did happen. You put money in the wrong bucket by mistake.
Okay, I want to see the film. I want to see.
She said, if you have any Wednesdays available in March or April, let me know. I'll talk to Zimbaldi. We'd love to get you back again.
All right. Cool. That was fun. Hey, she was on earlier today. We
there's a little dispute about who raised the most money for the Alzheimer's Association.
It just confirmed that I did. So
it's a long story.
Yeah, but it's a true story.
But you have it in writing now. That's what matters.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'll let that go. Yeah.
You know,
take a look at the video.
We talk about. I mean, what we do with the show is to talk about the local.
The community economy.
Yeah. We just had someone on from, you know, the Manufacturing Alliance. And you do more. Tell us a little bit more about the Mulva Center. I think everybody's driven by it, right? It's one of those things like, God, I've been driven by there and I've never been in there. What other things are going on there?
So one of the big things we've started doing now, so we've extended our hours like last month in December. And so on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, we're actually open until 9. Okay. And so what we've been trying to do, especially Thursday night, is we have something going on every single Thursday night right now. So either it's live music, which again, you can come in for free in here. We have them in our atrium. We have different people every week. You can check out our website. You'll see who's coming.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Is that local?
Yes.
That's awesome.
So we're getting like...
There's a lot of local talent in this community.
Yep. And then we've started a new program called Screen and Scholar. And what that is we get kind of an expert in the community come in, give a half an hour talk on a subject, and then we show a movie. So last month what we did, it was called Loving Vincent. And so the professor from GB came in. She talked a little bit about Vincent Van Gogh, and we watched this movie. This next month coming up, we're doing one called Rivers and Tides. And again, we're having a professor come in. They're going to talk a little bit about the art behind it. Rivers and Tides is about like environmental art and making...
Awesome.
If you've seen like art out of like ice or leaves or things like that. So we're always looking. It won't just be art focused. So we're doing those on Thursday night. Sometimes we have an art class. This coming up this Thursday, we actually have Good Buffalo, a flute concert.
Wow. Ace?
Yes, Ace Champion.
He's awesome. So give us the website again so we can get all this. You got so much going on there all the time.
MulvaCenter.org. And actually, on the bottom of our website, you can get our newsletter too.
What song should you be playing at the start of the Vincent Van Gogh exhibit? Don McLean, 1971.
I don't know.
Starry, starry night. Oh. Paint your palette blue and gray.
All right, she'll go back to her executive
director. I'm serious, Don McLean, 1971.
Stick with the mafia.
There it comes. There, yeah.
Paint your palette blue and gray.
Perfect.
It's a great song.
I think you need to watch Star Wars, so I think you need to sit down and...
MulvaCenter.org.
Yes.
Okay, that's... people need... That is such a resource in our community, and I don't think enough people use it just yet. So we'll keep the word going on that. It's
appreciate
awesome what you're
that.
Doing.
Thank
thanks
you.
For what you're doing, too. This is great.
Little Don McLean. Starry, starry night. All right.
Thank you, Katie.
Thanks for having me.
All right.
Now I understand.
Now I understand.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Frameless heads on nameless walls, with eyes that watch the world and can't forget, like the strangers that you've met. The ragged men in ragged clothes.
Correct me if I'm wrong. He only had two hits. American Pie and this?
Well, he had an album with a bunch of stuff on, but in terms of hits,
the album was huge. Yeah.
Well, he did like Crying too. Crying, but that's...
Oh, did the Roy Orbison?
He redid that and had a hit with that.
Did you do Castle in the Sky?
Yes, he did.
Castle in the Sky. Remember that one?
Yes.
I don't want to be a part of
Crying
the cocktail
is a great song.
Generation. Yeah. I got a dream. I want the world.
All right.
You want me to come in and do some live entertainment for you guys at the Heights?
How about tomorrow morning?
I will do that.
We'll be there.
Brian Baumer from Heights Pub and Parlor, 1 year anniversary. I know everybody else says, wow, that went by fast. But wow, that went by fast.
It went by fast, but it feels like 4 years, not going to lie to you.
I'll bet.
Add some years to life, that's for sure.
What's life like these days, being a saloon keeper?
It's good. I wanted to do it, so my wife reminds me every morning, well, this is what you wanted to do, so go get it. So,
and, you know, the highs are pretty high, the lows are pretty low, but it's... Yeah, I just give you a lot of credit for, you know, coming into a downtown, which they're always in transition, right? Mm-hmm. Every downtown is. But what were some of the highs? I mean, we've been to your place many times. The ambiance is like second to none.
The highs are meeting new people and getting to form new relationships, you know, relationships with the station here and with you guys and just leaders in downtown Green Bay and other business owners. I mean, that's a high. Building a great staff.
Right.
You know, those relationships are huge when it comes to running a business.
You guys have great service. You know what I like about your people? You can be talking to them, but they always got their head on a swivel. They're always looking around the room because there's nothing worse. And Jim and I experienced this one night when we did the international thing around here. We sat down together, and the guy was over there talking to a couple of guys, just with his arm talking to him. And I was at the bar, and he looked at me, and he went back and talked to the guys a little bit more. And then when he was done with that, then sauntered over. Your people, I love it. They always have their head on a swivel. They can be personable and everything. But, man, they're looking to see if somebody needs something.
Yeah, honestly, I give them about 10 seconds. If I'm sitting there and they're not there in 10 seconds, I'm tapping the bar or saying, hey, head on over.
I was wondering if you've really, really fostered that as an important aspect.
Right, you can tell that because you're in a conversation. I understand the bartender's in a conversation, but you know, we want to spend money and, you know.
Absolutely.
No, you guys are great about that. There's a couple places, John, I don't like to do that. That's going to be a while when we get back.
But, and you know what? We won't go back to some of those places. I mean, seriously, you know what I mean? It's like, that was like a test. I mean, you hate to say it. I know it's tough to run a business, but if you're there and somebody is intentionally kind of ignoring you, I mean, the other people, they're just bullshitting with is more important than coming over, and they'll get to you when they're ready.
But Brian, the other thing I want to say about that Heights Pub and Parlors, COVID did affect a lot of things. I mean, it did. You didn't live through that. You kind of came on the tail end of it. And customer service declined. And is that, are we at a new normal or is it going to get better again? And I was this article, and I'm one of the people that, you know, I'm a little wound a little tight when I go out, and it's like, get used to it. You know, it's in the Wall Street Journal. If you're not ready to wait, don't go out. I thought, then I'm going to start entertaining at home. Now, you guys have fixed that all, and I think the community is getting better. But it's just that customer service, the food, that's so important. But the service, I think, is number one.
Well, and I'm glad you recognize that, because that's one of the staples which we go by. And it's like when someone, we're talking about it, when someone walks in the door, you want to be recognized pretty quickly. Say, welcome to our establishment. Thanks for being here. And another high is getting to know the customers. So that's a big part of the business as well, because you want those customers to come back. You want those customers to go home and tell their friends and their family, like, hey, that stop was worth it. Right. You know, you got to check that place out. So that's another high to the business as well.
That word of mouth is nothing like it.
It's the biggest advertising tool out there. Mm-hmm. I mean.
And people believe it a lot more than an ad.
Absolutely. Absolutely, for sure. A lot of positive things.
So tomorrow is the official 1-year anniversary. What's going on at your place?
It's going to be a fun morning. Yeah, you guys are coming in. We're going to have a good time from 6 to 9, do the show live. We've got some great guests coming in to
help celebrate.
Cool. And we're going to have a complimentary mimosa or Bloody Mary for anyone that stops in.
Talk about that again.
And some snack items to have too. Build a base and then maybe have that Bloody
Mary. During the show?
Why not?
Phenomenal. I can't drink though. Because I'm doing Lisa Malick's show right after that one.
Well, I don't know if I should say this now, but we're going to do a placebo with you and just give you a Virgin Mary and see if you acted any differently.
I would do that. I am a big Bloody Mary fan, though. I love a good Bloody on a Sunday morning or something.
I don't know if I should let the cat out of the bag, but you just mentioned Lisa. She's going to be one of the guests tomorrow.
I know. Absolutely. Awesome. So, Lisa Malick will be there.
Yeah, he does love it. We went to a golf outing. I may have told you the story before, and it was... The price.
Okay, you tell me about this.
No, this
you
is a good question for you.
What you would do.
Who
ahead,
owns the
go
place?
Ahead, go ahead.
Bloody Mary was, whatever, $9.
Mm-hmm.
And
is that Oneida?
As Oneida. And Virgin Mary, which is without the alcohol,
sure,
is also $9. Do you do that?
No.
Okay.
Wait,
thank you.
So Johnny just said, well, put his vodka on mine.
I said, let it wash out. When he goes, I'll just have a Virgin.
Right.
We go, is that the same price? She goes, yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised by that.
Put the vodka in mine. True.
We'd make it work.
Yeah.
that goes back to the customer service part, you know, to keep our customers happy.
But you're not a 6 to 9, you're not a morning establishment. I mean, right? You open at 11?
No, we open at 11. Yeah. So tomorrow morning when that alarm clock goes at 4 o'clock to get there to make sure the doors are open for you guys, that's going to be
we're looking forward to that. You guys have been with us almost from the start. Yeah. We appreciate everything you guys do, and we mean that sincerely because you got a great place. And one of the things I told Ashley yesterday, I said, I don't mean this in a bad way because I love bar food, but you don't serve bar food. You serve really good, restaurant lunch food.
No, appreciate that feedback. Dinner. Yes.
Yeah. So good stuff. Brian from the Heights Pub and Parlor, located just how far? 75 yards from where we're sitting right here.
217 North Washington, 2 blocks away. So
and come down tomorrow. Everyone's welcome.
Absolutely.
We're doing it's open.
We're doing the show.
6 o'clock till 9 tomorrow morning. It's open. We got Bloody Marys, mimosas, and some snacks.
That's going to be fun.
Appreciate you guys.
Love celebrating with you.
You guys are the best. Thank you so much, Brian. Heights Pub and Parlor. Thanks to everybody. Greg Thompson, American English Show with the Beatles. Carrie Josephson, awesome with Alzheimer's. And Frank, NEW Manufacturing. Katie Compton, Mobile Center. Brian Baumler, Heights Pub and Parlor. We'll be there tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock. See ya.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee Journal Sentinel Entertainment reporter Chris Foran. Then I'm joined by Wisconsin native and Brooklyn-based stand-up comedian Olivia Witt. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Matt Nair on air.
Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor.
No court in the country came closer to overturning the 2020 election results than the conservative majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And we have Brad Schimmel, who's been siding with January 6 rioters. So if you want your vote to count going forward, show up and vote on April 1st. Let's channel that energy into the Wisconsin Supreme Court race.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Federal immigration agents say they arrested nearly 1,200 people in operations Monday. And ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York says the Homeland Security Secretary, Kristi Noem, was on hand for a New York City arrest.
Noem is expected to witness other immigration enforcement actions as agents detain undocumented migrants targeted for deportation. New York City is one of several so-called sanctuary cities where federal authorities are conducting operations meant to expedite the removal of millions of undocumented immigrants.
There are major questions about the future of federal aid and grants after the White House Budget Office ordered all payments paused to review if they're consistent with President Trump's policies. Social Security and Medicare are exempt. It's not clear if the president has the authority to stop these payments, which have already been approved by Congress. Norfolk Southern's going to pay $22 million to the village of East Palestine, Ohio, to settle claims from the 2023 train derailment. This is ABC News.